Money FM 89.3, the best of Saturday mornings. Singapore Homebrew on Money FM 89.3.
A story caught my attention earlier this year about what the NTUC Learning Hub is doing in the electric vehicle space. Now, we all know EVs are taking off in Singapore, and lots of different companies are driving around now, and more coming to Singapore as we're talking about. It is trending. And the idea of trying to figure out how we are going to train workers to pair these things, right? Now that they're here and in Singapore, we need a whole new generation of auto mechanics that can repair and know how to diagnose issues with EVs. So joining us today to talk a little bit more about that is Lo Chun Chai, the head of sustainability at NTUC Learning Hub, and Teo Sai In, the general manager for after sales for Vantage Automotive. They're the ones who distribute the BYD, Build Your Dream electric vehicles here in Singapore. Good morning, gentlemen. Great to have you in the studio.
Good morning, Glenn.
Yeah.
Good morning.
So let's talk with you first, Chun Chai, about the NTUC Learning Hub and why did you decide to build this training center and to get involved in this particular element?
According to Singapore's Green Plan, and as well as the EV roadmap of Singapore, there is a need to transit into cleaner energy vehicles by 2040. So with that in mind, exactly like what you have mentioned, we need to train the workforce to repair and maintain electric vehicles. In fact, as of a report last year, only 2% of current technicians are trained to maintain an EV. So there is also the other side of the house, which we are focusing on, which is on the safety aspect. Because unlike the ICE vehicles, we are talking about dealing with high voltage electrical system. Yeah. There is a need to prioritize safety as well. So with that in mind, looking at our learners profile, there are several learning barriers when it comes to learning a new thing. For example, you talk about electrical systems. And also looking at the national need to transit and to train workers in this area. So we came out, worked together with BYD on an EV simulation training center. And we hope that through this simulation center, we are able to simplify learning experiences and to make it experiential in terms of emulating several aspects of training that cannot be curated or created in real life. One key example can be like your EV battery balancing, whereby the different cells are of different voltages, and that is difficult to be created real life.
And you need different tools even for dealing with that, right?
Yes, definitely. So with regards to the tools itself, maybe just some snippets as well. For example, electric vehicle technicians, they need to be donned with their PPE as well as to use their insulating gloves, and even the floor itself is insulated as well. So these are all the tools and, that we have in place.
I want to come to you now. Over at Vantage Auto, you guys distribute BYD, and put it into Google, it's the first China brand to rank among Singapore's top 10. And we were just chatting before you came in here. It was number one last month. What's going on? How have consumers in Singapore responded?
We were really humbled by the embrace of the brand and the support that public have given us. In fact, we are the fastest growing EV brand in Singapore. We have covered close to 49% of market share as of our first 2 months of this year. And this gives us a very, very true need to empower, train our technicians to serve these customers coming back to us for a service, to make sure the car runs well, to make sure the aircon runs well. And all these have a new set of technicians that we are trying to empower, reskill, and it's in line with the government's skill future to empower new skill into our technicians.
Yeah, very, very important skill. And of course, the Singapore government has always done a lot to reskill, upskill, retrain folks who are either been made redundant or trying to find new career paths. And I thought this one was really interesting. I went to the NTUC Learning Hub yesterday to look at this EV simulation training center. And in addition to that, there's, you know, you can learn how to drive a forklift. You can learn how to load things onto containers and ships and learn how to work from heights. And, you know, there's all kinds of great training sessions that can be taken at the NTUC Learning Hub. But this one I thought was quite interesting because you go into a room and it's got the cutaway examples of and e-learning as well as physical learning for how to take apart the electric motor, how to, yes, you know, how the drivetrain works, how to do, yeah, all this. And of course, you know, the importance of PPE and special tools that are surrounded by rubber so that people don't get electrocuted that way. It's a fascinating place to go and see just how the hands-on learning can come. And I will say, Chun Chai, that one of the things that really surprised me was the e-learning modules that they have there. There is a lot that is being done online to show the folks that want to learn these skills. Is that an interesting direction for NTUC Learning Hubs? I mean, people want to use videos these days to learn, right?
Yes, definitely. We are moving into hybrid learning as well, be it our NESS or our regular EV courses. The reason is very simple, because when we look at the skill sets that one must acquire in terms of knowledge and abilities to perform maintenance, there is your cognitive skills, your adaptive skills, as well as your technical psychomotor skills, we call it. So using asynchronous environment, which we mentioned, through e-learning, asynchronous e-learning, we are able to look at a very good example. For example, we talk about the SOPs for maintaining an electric vehicle. I think you're also very fascinated when you saw that there are 19 to 20 steps required,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
And so we hope that through this asynchronous, there will be a showcase when learners get to interact with the simulator. They are able to see the right processes, the right protocols, the right safety aspects that they should be concerned of while practicing on the task itself. So that will really help them in both their psychomotor skills as well as their cognitive skills. So then during the training itself, we also hope to develop their, we call it adaptive or behavioral skills, so that when it's safety, the key thing to focus on is not just psychomotor or cognitive, it's also on your behavior.
Yeah.
How do you then exhibit good safety behavioral skills, which, like I mentioned, this is about high voltage systems. So that is a crucial aspect to that as well.
Guys, this sounds like a learning curve. So is it difficult for people who come into the showroom? Is it like jumping from Apple to Android? It just takes a lot to learn all of this stuff. What are the main questions that people ask you? And the question that comes to my mind, first of all, is it difficult to maintain an EV?
Yes, Lisa, that's a very valid question, because people are afraid of what they don't know. One thing for sure, they enjoy the drive, smooth power delivery, silentness of the car. The next thing that comes to their mind is, how's the ownership cycle of this? Is it hard to maintain, or is it easy to get the product being attended when it needs attention? So that's where we as leading brand in Singapore, we were investing a lot. The first thing we need to do before the customer come to us, we need to be proactive, work with NTUC Learning Hub, get the people upskilled. The infrastructure of an EV, a lot of people think about, range anxiety. Is that enough charger? The next come in mind, where do I maintain my car? Can I bring my car to the workshop in the corner to get it attended to? That's why we believe in building not only the brand, also the knowledge with NTUC Learning Hub. Anyone who keen to learn about how the product works, how to maintain it, we would like to share the knowledge. That's why BYD bring along specialist tools and bring with NTUC Hub.
Yeah, we see the we see the, this idea of urban mobility is changing and constantly in Singapore. We're talking about driverless cars. Of course, the government wants us to use automobiles less and use public transport more. We have wonderful public transport system and ever evolving. But the reality is, people do still want to drive. People want to be more environmentally friendly. People want to, you know, get away from internal combustion engines if possible. And this just, it seems like such a huge growth market for BYD and for others. I mean, you know, Tesla's on the market. There's a new Chinese brand that's coming in. And you know, these are real opportunities for people to not only learn about their mobility options, but to try new things that are quite different experiences. I know I've been in the showroom for BYD, for example, and just to sit in the cars, to feel the difference, that is quite an interesting change from what we know from my Honda CRV 2016 yes. internal combustion engine. Yes. How do you guys look at NTUC Learning Hub, the opportunity to change our thinking about mobility?
Okay, maybe I share one of our learners' perspective as well. So we have a learner who was very lucky. He won an electric vehicle via a lucky draw.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was, yeah. And
you got to touch him for good luck, huh? Touch his shoulder or something, right?
Yes, yes. So when exactly on the point of mobility, so when at first when he won the vehicle itself, he was very concerned. This is a new thing. How do I then understand more about electric vehicle, especially when we are dealing with high voltages? How do I handle it safely? So I think a lot of the concerns circle around safety as well as uncertainty. So therefore, he came to our course itself. He gave himself a second chance. A chance to to learn more about EV. Yeah. And we do have many of such hobbies or even enthusiasts who embraces sustainability, because when we talk about sustainable mobility, it is also when we compare electric vehicle to ICE vehicle, there's a reduction of 50% or to 70% carbon emissions as well. So definitely, from a consumer, green consumer point of view, they are also very vested in this area and would like to expose themselves more to such products, exactly what Sien has mentioned as well.
What's the pace of this transformation looking like to you guys? Because we've been hearing about EVs for decades and how it's going to be the next big thing. And it finally feels, getting the sense that there's some traction, a bit of momentum building. Governments seem to be on board. Everyone's focused on sustainability now. Is this the moment? Do you think we've finally reached the tipping point for EVs?
Yes, indeed, Lisa. We do see the public have more confidence in the EV. They have seen their neighbors, their friends, their family members. Of course, EV is much more easy to maintain, easy to run, and cost-effective to refuel. So in that light, as the population for EV grow, we will make sure that there are enough technicians, enough skill set. That's why we are very glad that NTUC Learning Hub is embarking this journey to share the knowledge, not only about the product, but about the safety. What is the do's and don'ts when you approach an EV?
I got to tell you something that might surprise you. Back in the early 1980s, my father had an electric car in the U.S., and he was the president of the Fox Valley Electric Car Club.
Oh, my.
Wow.
So these were all cars that were converted, right, from internal combustion to electric cars. So the car we had was a 1959 Renault that had been converted. They took out the engine. They put in a motor and then these huge heavy lead acid batteries, right? And so I drove my first electric car in probably about 1980 or 1981. And it was fascinating. And I tell you, the biggest challenge then, obviously, we couldn't have heating and air conditioning. They didn't have the systems. The batteries were terrible. They didn't last long enough, and they were heavy and slightly dangerous. And it wasn't as smooth as the electric cars today. There were no mod cons. It was just a car with a motor in it. But the interesting thing in those days was the real concern, the biggest concern, was they were so quiet. Because if you grew up around internal combustion cars, kids playing in the street, you hear there's a car coming. right? So you get out of the way if you're not facing the car. And one of the biggest challenges was the electric cars in those days, it was a completely new thing for so many people that it was a safety concern. They were trying to figure out how to make it louder because it was, you know, people. Anyway, there are a lot of fun different things like that. But, you know, electric cars are nothing new. Of course, you know, they're over 100 years old. And back even in the 1930s, 20s and 30s in the U.S., many big cities had fleets of trucks, delivery trucks that were electric. But the technology, obviously, is just so far different now. And as you look forward, Sayin, with maybe new products coming out from BYD, what do you look forward to in the next iteration for urban mobility from BYD or in the electric space?
In fact, BYD perspective, there are more variants, more choices, where, in fact, we will definitely see a product getting better and better. The range anxiety will be they pass, where it will go to 600, 800, 1,000 kilometer range. That's where the practicality really kicks in, because the beauty of driving an EV is that the seamless delivery of power, power on the tap, the technology that you find in the car is all the creature comfort, your music, your aircon, and your safety systems all in place. All these will take a little bit of skills and engineering and knowledge to how to modulate this and maintain this system well. Exciting times ahead. Do look out for the near future. There are very interesting products coming out.
Yeah. Junqiu, the last word to you. If somebody is interested in NTUC Learning Hub and trying to acquire this knowledge about EVs and repair and things, how do they get in touch with you and find out more about your program?
So digitally, we are available on Facebook, as well as you can drop us an email at our website as well. That's one, the first channel. The second channel is definitely we are all over Singapore as well, in terms of our sales centers, our branches, our road shows. So do reach out to us if you are keen to learn about electric vehicle as well. And also a shout out to on our Generation Ready campaign as well. It is also tiered towards when we talk about different persona of learners, be it the hobbies, the mid-career switchers, professionals, that there are courses suitable for everyone as well.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much, Lo Chun Chi, the head of sustainability for NTUC Learning Hub, and Cho Sayin, the general manager for after sales for Vantage Automotive Limited. Thanks for being with us today.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.